Can I just say to everybody listening what a wonderful thing it is that we've just seen David Beckham lit that flame. It all went perfectly according to time. And can I tell you that we were not only bang on time when we arrived in the great custard-coloured comet that you see over there, but we were early. Like everything.
It's golden. It's not
beautiful.
Custard.
I'm sorry. It's a beautiful golden flame. It's a flaming...
Actually, it's clotted cream.
It's a creme caramel. Well, there's probably...
Yeah,
well, there you go. It's a Cornish clotted cream. It's a symphony of Cornish clotted cream colours. And we were early, and that we have that in common with all the Olympic preparations that we've been making. It's on time, it's under budget. But the reason this ceremony and this torch relay is so important is this is the moment when the heartbeat really starts to race, because we've now got to get this stuff done properly. And the next 70 days will make the difference between a good games and a great games.
I remember right at the start, you said, we may not have the funds that Beijing had, but we'll put on a damn good show. And we've done it, haven't we?
We have so far. Listen, I mean, we haven't put on anything yet. So we've had a great torch. We had a great launch of the torch relay. And yes, I'm happy with the way that went. It's wonderful and exciting. But I don't want to give any impression of complacency. There's a lot of work to do.